Today from the Ohio Newsroom, bacteria at Ohio's beaches.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, offering online graduate degree programs in clinical mental health counseling, school counseling, and art therapy. More at antioch.edu. And from the Ohio Education Association, representing dedicated professionals who work to continuously improve Ohio's public schools every day. You can stand with the Ohio Education Association, educators, and parents to ensure students have the tools to succeed, because public education matters. More at ohea.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Ohio's lakes and rivers can often provide towns with summer economic booms, but bacterial contamination and toxic algal blooms can temporarily shut down those beaches and the economic benefits that come with them. More than 10 Ohio beaches have elevated bacterial levels or algal blooms, according to the state's monitoring site. Brent Sonjin is a professor of environmental economics at Ohio State University. Hi, Brent.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for being here. So these are beaches all across the state that are seeing these issues, six of which where avoiding all contact with water is advised. Is that more than normal? How does this compare to other years?
Yeah, I think the key thing on this year is the heat. I mean, it's been such a hot year, you know, well, everywhere, but here in Ohio in particular, we've got a drought as well. So low water levels, less water coming into some of these streams and rivers and also towards beaches. So I think those things are all sort of kind of coming together and creating conditions by which algal blooms and bacterial contamination can become sort of worse than normal. So it's not surprising that this year is a fairly heavy year in terms of these contamination issues.
And you mentioned the heat can contribute to this issue, but what does cause these bacterial contaminations in our waterways?
So the harmful algal blooms are mainly caused by nutrient contamination. So to the extent that there might be excess nutrients coming out of wastewater treatment plants or excess nutrients coming off of farm fields. It's fertilizer, right? The same fertilizer we want to fertilize our lawns with tends to fertilize these bacteria that live in the water. That's the problem we face, is that there's just too much nutrient around.
Sometimes these advisories, they last less than a week, or they can go on for months. How do these water quality warnings impact the economies of the Ohio towns that they're happening in?
Lake Erie beaches are visited by lots of people from all over the state and all over the country, actually. And so it's quite interesting to see that. I mean, there's well more than a million trips there every summer, sort of between May and September. So a significant amount of visitation there. But we found in the years when there are harmful algal blooms and cyanobacteria or E. coli events, boy, that's a big impact. You know, we've seen a 20% reduction in visitation in some years just because of these events. You know, an interesting thing we found, too, is that the impact is lasting. Like once you have one of these E. coli events or harmful algal bloom events, you can, even when the sign goes away, when the water's better, there's a taint on these beaches that can last for a week or two and keep people away.
What can Ohioans do to keep our beaches safe so that we can have, you know, the summer fun, but also those economic benefits that our lakes and beaches provide?
You know, we're trying to do a lot. So right now, the main thing people can do is avoid getting in the water, right? That's important. Especially when harmful algal bloom postings are up there. But in the long run, you know, there's a lot of work going on to fix water quality in the state. In the farming community, there's a lot of money going and subsidies going into paying farmers to try to put in sort of environmentally friendly practices to reduce their phosphorus emissions. You know, Ohioans are doing a lot, both collectively and individually, to solve the problem. We just got to keep at it. It's not going to happen in the immediate time, but, you know, one would hope a decade from now, it's a very different situation than today.
That's Brent Sonjin. He's a professor of environmental economics at Ohio State University. Thanks, Brent.
Great. Thanks a lot for having me on.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.